For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Many public religious services around the world are still on hold during the coronavirus pandemic. Still, people are finding ways to express their spirituality. Two university professors are capturing the sound of those moments. I spoke with Michigan State University Professor Amy DeRogatis and Ohio State University Professor Isaac Weiner about the American Religious Sounds Project.
As an exercise in my classes, I began inviting students to produce audio recordings of what religion sounded like in their local communities. And growing, emerging slowly out of that classroom exercise became this research initiative that I ended up partnering with Amy DeRogatis at Michigan State. And together we developed a program that involves using students, faculties, and now members of the general public to use audio recording and listening and sound as a way of learning about religious diversity here in the United States.
Amy, what reaction do people get when they hear the sounds of religion? I would think that if people hear something that's familiar in their own life, that maybe that elicits a positive feeling, but that may not always be the case when someone hears the sound of religion.
That's a great question. Sometimes we ask people, what's your favorite religious sounds? And that will bring happy feelings. Other times we'll record sounds that communities will say, well, that's not really a sound that I think of as my favorite. You know, there are just all sorts of opportunities for considering what types of sounds people who are religious or people who are working in religious communities or people who are interacting with religious people can hear.
Isaac, tell me about some of the recordings that you have curated in this project. What have been some real standouts for you?
Sure. One of the ones that I really enjoy is a viral tweet that an Orthodox Jewish man put out of him chanting the children's book, Goodnight Moon, to the traditional tune of the way that Jews chant the Torah.
A man in the gray green room. There was a telephone in a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering hush. Good night, room. Good night, moon.
Good night, and so here he's capturing the sound that is so emblematic for many Jews. But he's putting that sound now with this children's story. He brings together in this one recording the sounds of traditional Jewish ritual with the experience of domestic childcare that is so much a part of all of our lives right now, that I think really captures this moment we're living in.
Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
We have a recording that came out of Walnut Grove, Missouri, at a church where, rather than live streaming, they decided to have a parking lot service at Easter. A parishioner who is in their car is participating in honking during the amens.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
If I could offer one more example that I love, which is a recording that came to us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was from Easter Sunday, and all of the Catholic churches in Milwaukee were going to ring the bells, and they had invited Catholic parishioners to make noise along with the church bells.
When this pandemic is over, what do you want the legacy of this project to be?
One of the things I hope that remains from what we're learning from this crowdsourcing of this part of our project is that religious people and communities come together during a remarkable moment and have an opportunity to make some profound changes and to remember that religion moves and changes over time. And this is a remarkable moment where we can watch that happening and we can hear what that sounds like.
I agree fully with Amy. And I think what we're seeing right now is a moment of profound creativity and innovation. And none of us know what the future will bring. You know, it's become a cliche that we can all say COVID-19 will change everything and the world is not going to go back to what we were before, but we don't know where it will go. But I think we do know that whatever it looks like, it will be useful to have an archive like this to be able to look back and think about how we got to wherever it is that we end up.
Dr. Isaac Weiner is the Associate Director of the Center for the Study of Religion at Ohio State University, and Dr. Amy DeRogatis is a Professor of Religion and American Culture at Michigan State University. They are the co-directors of the American Religious Sounds Project. Thanks to both of you, and good luck with this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.